Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're answering a question from listener Liz Lee. She lives in Warwick, Rhode Island, and wants to know whether she's supposed to separate her paper and plastic recycling.
My daughter is one, and she loves to watch the garbage men come and pick up the trash. It's like really fascinating to her. What I noticed was that even though there are green bins and blue bins, and I was diligently separating my plastics and my papers, I was like, they're just dumping it in the same truck.
We had Leon Muscati and Elise Ryan from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Leon and Elise.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, Leon, what's going on with Liz's recycling? Why does her separated recycling get dumped in the same truck?
To answer that question, we called Eric Earls.
I'm the Public Works Director in Warwick.
Eric says that in Rhode Island, all recycling is single stream.
Single stream? What's that?
That means that when your recycling is picked up by the collection trucks, it gets all mixed up.
It's only separated later, once it has reached the Resource Recovery Corporation in Johnston, which is the landfill.
Does that mean we don't need to separate our recycling?
No, not in Rhode Island. Here's what Eric says.
You're not required to separate anywhere in Rhode Island. If it's recyclable, it can go into the same container.
All right, but if recycling in Rhode Island is single stream, why does Liz think she should be separating her recycling?
There's a backstory. When the recycling program first began, some cities, like Warwick, were required to separate their recycling.
They issued two recycling containers. There's a blue bin and the green bins. The blue bins were for glass, aluminum, and the green bins were for paper products.
Since Liz has the two bins, that's probably the source of confusion. But now, the recycling plant in Rhode Island has moved to accepting recycling in just one bin.
When did that happen?
It happened back in 2012.
Single stream has been adopted in several states in the U.S., in part because people weren't separating their recycling.
But easier doesn't mean better. In fact, in places where they do a good job of separating, recycled items are less likely to be dirty or contaminated and can sell for a better price.
So back to Liz's question. Does she need to separate her recycling?
No, she doesn't need to worry about that. But Eric says she should think twice about what she puts in her bin.
For instance, never put your recycling in plastic bags. They can get caught up in the recycling equipment.
Everything in that plastic bag is recyclable. But if they see that plastic bag because the plastic bag itself is not recyclable, they can reject that load.
So if you're in Rhode Island, don't bother separating. But make sure you know what is and isn't recyclable. That's the most important thing.
Great. Thanks, Leon and Elise. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.